to episode 671 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today we continue our series, Jesus in Every Book of the Bible. The role of prophets in the Old Testament was not limited to conveying messages about the future, but extended to teaching, instructing, and calling the people back to a right relationship with God. They served as moral and spiritual compasses for the nation of Israel, helping to maintain their covenantal relationship with God and providing hope, correction, and guidance in times of difficulty or apostasy. It's important to note that not all prophets held the same level of authority or had identical functions. Some were major prophets with prominent roles, like Samuel, who was also a priest and a judge, while others were minor prophets, who delivered shorter messages. Nevertheless, all prophets shared the common purpose of representing God, communicating his messages, and guiding his people in faithfulness and obedience. The relationship between Samuel and David began when Samuel was directed by God to anoint a new king to replace Israel's first king, Saul, who had fallen out of favor with God. God sent Samuel to the house of Jesse in Bethlehem, where David, the youngest son, was tending the sheep. At God's prompting, Samuel anointed David as the future king of Israel, symbolizing God's choice and favor upon him. As David's spiritual mentor and guide, Samuel likely provided guidance and instruction to him during his formative years. It is believed that Samuel played a role in nurturing David's faith and shaping his character, instilling in him a deep reverence for God and a commitment to following his ways. Throughout David's life, Samuel's prophecies and blessings served as a source of encouragement and validation. Samuel's words affirmed David's anointing and reassured him of God's presence and faithfulness, even in the midst of challenges and opposition. After Samuel's death, David mourned his passing, honoring his memory and acknowledging the impact Samuel had on his life. David's reverence for Samuel is evident in his Psalms, where he refers to Samuel as a prophet and recalls the faithfulness of God in choosing him as king. The prophet Gad first appears in the biblical narrative when David was hiding from King Saul, who was seeking to kill him. At the time, David was living in the stronghold of Adullam. Gad came to David and advised him to leave the stronghold and go to the land of Judah. Gad's guidance helped David find a place of safety and protection. Later, when David became king of Israel, Gad continued to serve as his prophet and advisor. Gad is mentioned in 2 Samuel 24 when David took a census of Israel and Judah against the counsel of God. As a consequence of David's disobedience, God sent a plague upon the land. Gad was sent by God to deliver a message to David, giving him a choice between 3 years of famine, 3 months of fleeing from his enemies, or 3 days of plague. David chose the latter, recognizing that it was better to fall into the hands of God rather than into the hands of his enemies. Nathan first appears in the biblical narrative when God sends him to David after the king's desire to build a temple for the Ark of the Covenant. Nathan initially encourages David to carry out his plans, but later receives a message from God instructing him to deliver a different message to David. Nathan returns to David, delivering God's message that David's son, rather than David himself, would be the one to build the temple. This interaction showcases Nathan's role as a prophet who speaks on behalf of God, conveying divine instructions and revealing God's plans. One of Nathan's most significant moments occurs when he confronts David about his sins with Bathsheba and Uriah the Hittite. After David commits adultery with Bathsheba and arranges for Uriah's death, Nathan is sent by God to deliver a powerful parable that convinces David of his wrongdoing. Nathan tells the story of a rich man who unjustly takes a poor man's only lamb, which leads David to condemn the rich man's actions. Nathan then reveals that David himself is the guilty party, exposing his sins. This confrontation highlights Nathan's courage, as he fearlessly speaks the truth to the king and reveals God's judgment. It also demonstrates his role as a messenger of God's justice and a catalyst for repentance. According to Jewish tradition, Gad and Nathan were not only prophets but also trusted advisors to King David. They played important roles in guiding and advising him throughout his reign. One Jewish tradition suggests that Nathan was a descendant of the tribe of Judah and came from a noble lineage. Another tradition states that Nathan was a Levite, belonging to the priestly tribe, and that he may have served in the priesthood before being called as a prophet. Additionally, there are legends that propose Nathan was a childhood companion of King David. These legends depict Nathan and David growing up together, sharing experiences, and forming a close bond. They often highlight Nathan's role as a wise and trusted advisor to David throughout his life. However, there is no biblical or historical evidence to support these ideas. There were four prophets named in 1 and 2 Samuel: Samuel, Ahijah, Nathan, and Gad. These four men were trusted prophets because of their divine calling, the accuracy of their prophecies, their impact on national affairs, and their unwavering faithfulness to God's word. Their roles were crucial in guiding and directing the people of Israel according to God's will. More so than these men, Jesus is our trusted prophet, because he is the ultimate and perfect revelation of God to humanity. Throughout the Old Testament, God sent prophets to deliver his messages and speak on his behalf. These prophets acted as intermediaries between God and the people, conveying his will, warning of judgment, and offering guidance. Jesus, however, surpasses all previous prophets because he is not just a messenger of God, he is God himself in human form. In the New Testament, Jesus is referred to as the Word of God, the living embodiment of divine truth and wisdom. He declared in John 14 verse 9, "Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father." Jesus fully reveals God's nature, character, and will to us. As a prophet, Jesus brought a message of salvation, redemption, and reconciliation. He proclaimed the good news of the kingdom of God and taught with authority and clarity. Jesus spoke with profound wisdom, addressing the spiritual needs of humanity and exposing the hypocrisy of religious leaders. Moreover, Jesus' life and ministry perfectly fulfilled the prophecies spoken by earlier prophets. The Old Testament foretold the coming of a Messiah who would bring deliverance and salvation, and Jesus fulfilled those prophecies in every detail. His birth, life, teachings, death, and resurrection all aligned with the words of the prophets, validating his role as the long-awaited Savior. Jesus also demonstrated his prophetic authority through his supernatural knowledge and insight into people's hearts and future events. He accurately predicted his own death and resurrection, as well as the destruction of Jerusalem. He also foretold the coming of the Holy Spirit and the expansion of the gospel to all nations. As believers, we trust Jesus as our prophet because his words are truth and life. He guides us, instructs us, and reveals God's will for our lives. Jesus not only reveals the truth about God but also exposes the truth about ourselves, our need for salvation, and the way to eternal life. Jesus is our trusted prophet because he is God's ultimate revelation to humanity, surpassing all other prophets. He perfectly fulfilled the prophecies of the Old Testament, proclaimed the good news of salvation, and taught with divine authority. Jesus' words and teachings are truth, guiding us in righteousness and leading us to eternal life. As our trusted prophet, he continues to speak to our hearts through the Holy Spirit, illuminating God's will and purposes for our lives. Father, as we navigate this journey of faith, may we always lean on Jesus as our trusted prophet. Help us to listen attentively to his voice, through your word, to follow his teachings, and to rely on his guidance in every aspect of our lives. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.